on Triple M.
As yet nobody welcomes you to the newly expanded Get This with Tony Martin and Ed Cavalli.
Good morning, everybody. It is Get This around the nation. It is Ed Cavalli.
I'm sitting on the floor because my chair's just broken.
As befits a man whose name has been moved above the title this year.
Thanks, Tone.
That's fancy.
Oh, hey.
Okay.
In a gold suit.
We are experiencing the traditional first episode technical problems, so we will not be inviting a guest co-host or co-host, if you prefer.
Co-host.
We're not going to have a co-host. We're not going to have anyone in today. We're going to clean this mess up ourselves. Good. It's all coming up on the newly expanded...
I'm excited, Tone.
Newly expanded Get This, or as the Prime Minister calls it...
The Menace.
That's what he calls our show.
Woody the Menace.
The Menace. So stick around. It's all coming up on The Menace.
Jeanette joins me in wishing The Menace, who through no fault of their own have fallen between the cracks, and we must, all of us, please enjoy it, and please let's all be together to celebrate The Menace, which is likely to go on through the summer.
Taking our music seriously. Oh, look, somebody's laughing. That's Bruce Springsteen. Good morning, everybody. It's Triple M around the nation. It's myself, Tony Martin. You remember. It's this bloke here, Ed Cavalli.
Good morning.
Have a fake round for that man, if you would.
The big round too, Rick.
Yeah. Who's mine? Thanks, do mate. I get a fake round, Richard?
Don't give Tony. Tony, you've never had a fake round.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Contrast.
Fake applause for everybody. And one for Richard Marsden on the button.
They're still going.
Oh, that's...
Same one.
He's honking on the end of my applause. It's the all-new Get This, longer, and possibly with music.
Well, we started with The Boss.
Yeah.
If that's a signal of things to come.
See, last year, that would have been it for the hour.
Yeah, I know.
And we've just been us crapping on for the rest of
Boss
it.
Boss fans ringing up, trying to get some more.
But no, now that there's 2 hours, the show's going to expand.
I'm a bit worried, Tone.
People who love music will get the music.
Good.
People who love irrelevant sound effects, they'll be catered for.
Good. Richard Marsden fans?
Is that what? I'm sitting here trying to remember what else it is we do.
Whenever I don't have anything, I just go to Ritz.
It's the show John Howard calls.
The Menace.
Apparently.
Now I feel okay. I feel like the show's started. Mm. You've thrown to an obscure clip. I feel like I can relax, have a sandwich, enjoy the hours.
Weird things have been happening at Triple M today.
Yeah, what's going on?
We were meant to be in the Marty Sheargold studio.
Oh, look at it.
The old Marty Sheargold rooms.
Oh.
Now that Marty's gone up the ladder a bit, we were getting his old studio.
Yeah, and?
And no, technical problems. Mystery technical problems. So we're back here in the Haunted Studio.
There it is.
Oh, it does feel better.
I saw Marty pouring a cup of orange juice into the panel before he left.
You know what fills you with confidence when you come in on the first day and you see a technician and an instruction manual to the computer system on the desk?
When someone is holding jumper leads to the computer, you know you're in trouble. And weird stuff has been happening at Triple M all over the country. Firstly, in Sydney, Marty Sheargold trapped in a lift for an hour and a half during his new show.
And this is in the Swanky building in Sydney, where I used to work.
Mm.
And that happened to us as well. The first day that they had a big concert on the roof, it was in excess or something like
Wigfield,
that.
Wigfield, I think it was.
Oh, Wigfield, that's
sexy
right.
Sexy eyes.
I'm sad to say I know who that is. This is what this show has done to me. I was in America over the holidays and terrible songs would come on in, you know, in department stores. And I'd be busting them out. Singing into the chinos. Yeah, that happened to us. We got this other guy I worked with, Jace, got stuck in the lift with some people. And he was a changed man when he got out because apparently the lift was quite small. The aircon had failed and there was a bit, like some of the people in the lift with him, like friendly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All hands.
Yeah.
Right.
Had a few on the, like, free Triple M drinks. Thought they'd have a go at Jace.
The Kenny G music will do that to anyone.
All right. Well, no, but apparently he did get out all right. And
Hang on a second. During his show...
Yeah, on his way in to do the show...
Marty's in the lift.
And the lift breaks down, so he had to do the first hour and a half in the lift. Apparently...
No way.
Other networks, everyone's doing it now.
Is that right?
Tomorrow, every show from a lift.
Inside a cardboard box.
Promo's already built.
Everybody.
Ian Skippin at our Brisbane office.
Yeah.
Upskirted on the way into the building.
Upskirted?
I don't know how it happened.
Been away. What's upskirted? I'll just say quickly, though, I like the sound of it.
Well, beginning... And I don't know what's happened in Adelaide.
Oh, yeah.
I think at least two members of the news who are in shallow bush graves as we speak.
Oh, dear.
But I think it might be a station promotion.
That's a promo.
It could
be
a station.
If you find them, if you send out a team and you find them, you win a prize.
Look, does anyone know?
That's a good promo. Find Tony on the seabed.
Yeah.
Find, you know, oh, I know what we could do. You're covered in metal, glasses, rings, a grill. we steel cap boots. We bury you.
You bury me?
In the at the beach.
Yeah.
20 listeners all get a metal detector.
Yeah.
Whoever finds Tone gets to watch a DVD with
Do I have oxygen down there?
Come on, Tony. I don't have time for this, all right?
Icy cold cans. We've got to get this show started.
All right.
Already we're running
late.
No! This expanded show was meant to prevent that from happening.
Music.
We will get to the music, but first I've got to provide some of the, I think you know what it's called, the sizzle.
Oh!
What's coming up on today's show? What have we got?
Human bodies left in the open to decompose.
That's it. That's all we've got, Richard.
That's all there is.
We've had 6 weeks to prepare.
How do they even sound?
And that's all bodies. We've got. Dead bodies in a forest.
Well, we've got Leonard Nimoy voicing it.
We have got to come up with better than that, and we have got to find out if anyone even knows we're back on. That's what we're going to do next. Get this.
Music.
Oh, the Saints are coming here at Triple M around the nation. It is Get This. You are not mistaken. It's not 9 o'clock.
No.
Don't think you've it's that early. We've just moved. That's all that's happened.
11 o'clock.
We've got to do something now that Young and the Restless has been axed. We've got to find something to do with the middle of our day. Oh, that's all in the news we missed, I'm sure.
Okay, we'll get to the news we missed.
Okay.
And where is our co-host just saying? What we're going to do in this new format is we're going to talk our rubbish for an hour.
I'm worried about that, Tone.
You don't think we've got enough in the tank?
No, I don't. Look, if you normally, you know, if the guest is on, yeah. I can coast for a good 35, 40.
Yeah, that's
I can
right.
kick back, read New Weekly, Zoo, check my MySpace.
Have some sandwiches,
chime in, say something, it falls flat, bang, we're into Talk Back Mountain, I'm home and hose.
Those days are over.
Oh, dear.
We are working for our sandwiches this year, buddy. Because it was sort of weird and awkward to suddenly, you know, you've got Richard E. Grant sitting there and it's like, oh, do you mind if we just talk about our table tennis tournament?
Listen, Richard, just go with it, would
you? So now the guests are spared the business and can come in the second hour after midday. Isn't it great being able to say after midday now that we're on the same time everywhere?
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good news.
Hello, Adelaide. Welcome back to mornings.
Yeah. What time is it in Adelaide?
I'm not sure.
It's half an hour behind. So it's, can we say the time?
No.
It's half an hour behind where we are now.
Can't say the time.
Already my brain hurts. Already our own show is confusing us. Two breaks in.
All right, won't say the time. Good. I can't say where we are.
No, that's a secret.
All right, good. These are all things I need to know, Tone. I'm still me. Rich is still Rich.
Yep. These are normally things that are discussed at the meeting, I should point
out.
What meeting? Where has Ed Cavalier been? Why wasn't he at the meeting? We're going to find out later. But first, I am unconvinced that anyone knows we're back on.
Same.
You know, is there billboards up everywhere?
I haven't seen any billboards. I haven't seen any teasers. I haven't seen any tickers along the bottom of shows, like on television. I haven't heard any on the radio. I haven't listened to the radio.
Has anyone been writing Get This on their underpants at the tennis?
No.
In hope of getting onto the internet?
No, I haven't seen any.
So the upskirting campaign didn't happen.
No go.
When do we start talking? When do I start asking in depth what upskirting is?
We'll get to that. That's in hard news coming up in the next hour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But firstly, does anyone know we're on?
I don't think so.
Okay. I want you to just dial a number at random, Mr. Miles.
Any number?
Any number at random.
Absolutely.
And whoever answers, we will find out if they're aware.
In Radioland, we've got, see how you can hear Rich tapping?
Yeah.
Right? In Radioland, we don't even have a phone. We've got a screen with numbers on it that we dial with.
Makes things so much simpler.
With that.
Were we going to introduce fake callers this year? Other shows do fake callers.
Yeah,
we've never had fake callers. We tend to rely on our listeners.
Yeah, see, it doesn't work.
It's ringing.
Well.
It's ringing.
Ooh.
Should I put it through?
Yeah, put it up through the desk. There we go.
Good morning, Carlton Crest Hotel Melbourne. This is Jason.
Hello, Jason. It's Tony Martin and Ed Cavalier and Richard Marsland calling from Radio's Get This. How are you this morning?
Not too bad.
Just wondering if you were aware our show was back on.
No.
Have you ever heard our show?
I have, actually.
Yeah.
They switched from Triple M to another station in the office.
They made the switch?
Yeah.
What caused that?
I think it was mainly a female-dominated call.
Is that right?
Yeah, they think Triple M's a bit too hard rock for them.
Oh, no, play REO Speedwagon. Come on.
Look, I just was outvoted 6-1.
If we were to put on a bit of Celine Dion, would that lure them back?
I think some of them like Celine Dion. Most of them are big fans of the Young Divas now.
We can do Young Divas. Rich can do Young Divas. Yep. He can do all of them.
Poor Leanie. She's fantastic.
She is fantastic.
Okay, the you know, segments on Get This weren't keeping them...
I think that there wasn't enough sex appeal, especially from Tony.
From Tony? But what about Richard Marsden, though? Yeah.
Oh, look, Richard, you know, didn't quite seem to cut the mustard either, unfortunately.
But people want to down-blouse me. You know, that's how sexy I am, Tony.
He's regularly down blouse. Have they been onto the website and seen his gallery of cock rings?
No, but I can send them all an email. I think that would really build up my reputation in the office.
Yeah, you're talking.
Okay, so this new station, don't name it. What exactly are they doing on that one?
They're just, I think they've got this really original segment where, like, men against women.
Oh, you're joking!
Battle of the Sexes.
Battle of the Sexes.
But it's
unbelievable.
It's not called Battle of the Sexes, I'm guessing. They've rebadged it, His and Hers, or maybe rebranded it, Mr. and Mrs.
Oh, something like that. His and Hers, I think, is what they're calling it. But I think that that's something that's attracting them.
All right, so we've got to bring back Battle of the Sexes.
We knew we'd have to at some point.
Pencil down gender bender,
okay,
Ed.
Done, gender bending.
Call it gender bender.
No, and they make a sound with an inanimate object, and you have to guess the sound.
Secret,
that's quite original as well.
Secret sound?
What sort of sounds are they going
with? It's called mystery noise or something like that. Someone scratching their bottom or something.
Oh, that's good.
Write that one down.
Scratch your bottom Fridays, that's in.
What can we do to bring these women back to Triple M and Get This?
I think some sort of monetary incentive would be good.
I've got a copy of our CD from last year.
Mm. Oh, look, you know, as long as it was made in the last 3 or 4 years, I think we'd be happy with that.
We could rebadge it to say it was done by the Pussycat Dolls. Would that help?
I'm actually a big fan of the Pussycat Dolls.
Are you now?
Did you watch that thing on Current Affair where they said that the segments or the music videos were too sexual?
Too sexual?
And they had some, like, 8-year-old boy going, oh, it's too sexual for my liking.
Yes, but they are extremely fit.
Oh, look, yeah. I think that they can they show the benefits of a strong exercise regime, which I think is appropriate for all children.
Well, okay, so we're going to sex the show up a bit.
Yeah.
We're going to offer cash prizes.
Yep.
We're going to play more chick music.
Yep. Yes.
Battle of the Sexes.
Battle of the Sexes is back. Well, is that it? What else?
And offer dates with the Pussycat Dolls so you can get the fellas involved.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Mm.
All right.
And if we can't secure the Pussycat Dolls?
Any sort of... I mean, you're in the St Kilda area, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few Pussycat Dolls walking around close to the area.
Yeah, there's... And many of them followed by record company executives. So obviously there's contracting going on out the front. Yeah. All right, sir, what is the name of your... What establishment again?
Oh, it's the... probably shouldn't say now. It's the Carlton Crest Hotel, Melbourne.
Hey, just quickly, is it, you know, one of those places, if you know what I'm saying?
Mm. Well,
rooms by the hour, if you know what I'm saying?
I'd made a proposal at the last staff meeting for that to occur, but unfortunately... It just didn't get through.
Got shouted down because you had your pants off.
Good towels, stealable, would you say?
Got a couple myself at home, so yeah, they sort of have lasted a good 3 or 4 weeks, which is good.
The new chick-friendly Get This tomorrow. Remind them all.
Oh, mate, I'll be looking forward to it.
It's the ladies' choice.
Oh, it's ladies' night.
No. I've got to sex myself up, apparently.
Well, your fly's undone. That's a good start.
His fly actually is undone.
I know.
How did you get a hotel at random?
That was, I won't say I was on speed dial. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Not sure the dark and dangerous past.
Ooh.
Maybe.
I saw a guy when I was in the States say, I was waiting to check into a hotel and a guy walked in and said, how much for a night? And they told him, he said, how much for an hour?
Really?
Yep.
How much for about 12 minutes? Should sort things out. We need to follow that man's advice. Secret sound. Do we have a secret sound, Richard?
Something like that?
Oh. Well, what is that? You know what that is. One more time.
It's Collins. It's Phil Collins.
It's Phil Collins.
It's Phil Collins, but it's Phil Collins. Isn't he dropping a spoon on the head of a bald man?
Mm-hmm. On top of his own head, possibly.
Oh, there we go.
Say that again? It's from that song. What is it?
I Can't Dance.
I'm sure that's coming up.
Actually, Genesis, when Phil Collins came back to the fold.
How many times did you play that?
Five times.
Right, 5 times. Would that count as 5 songs? Would management say that would count as 5 songs? Is that taking our music seriously?
I think it is.
We are going to be taking our music seriously, and we are going to be coming up with proper new segment ideas.
Yeah, I've got a few questions I need answered about what's been going on in this place since I've been away.
What have we missed? That'll be next on Get This.
Get This.
It is relentless, but I think when you really get tired of it is the occasion to give it away. And I haven't quite got tired of it yet, but it'll be a tough year this year.
Brought to you by As Yet Nobody.
Oh, yes, it's Get This around the nation now at the new time. Our unemployed listeners are so happy with us, Ed. Gives them a couple of extra hours. That's what we have, 2 hours.
I saw a guy just before I went away.
Yes.
Now, we've been floating this segment idea. Can I float it now?
Do it.
Funky Junkies?
That was never a popular idea. We never once did it.
Come on, Tone. It's got legs.
Are we going to do that this year?
I want to.
We're making fun of heroin addicts.
Not true.
Or is it just the Peter Andre? You just want to make the Peter Andre song the opener.
I do.
That's what you
correct.
Want.
Correct.
I know.
The whole segment was worked
I'd
out.
I'd be lying if I said I didn't work backwards.
From the music.
I worked back from the steel-crafted abs in the Mediterranean back to where I can get them into a segment. But I just how do we do it so we're not making fun of them? Because it's funny.
I mean, the title's a problem.
Is it if it is a truthful reporting of actual human behaviour, I think it would be acceptable.
I saw a guy with his foot stuck in a fence, and he had to get a friend to help him out. Now, come on!
Funky as.
Was he doing the voice?
Yeah, of course he was.
You know their voice.
They were on their way somewhere, and he was making him late.
Okay.
We may do Funky Junkies this year. That's one of our top new segment ideas.
How about some music?
Yeah. You're going to play music like you did last year on the show?
Yep, I am right now. I'm going to do a drum fill, and then I'm going to do a drum fill, and then the same guitar solo I've been doing for 20 years.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
Take it away, Ed Cavalli. Get this. It's Santana and Rob Thomas. Good morning, everybody. If you're just joining us, it's Get This at the new time, at the new expanded time here on Triple M. And Ed Cavalli's with us.
Yeah. You called it the insane new time, yeah. Promise.
That's what they said. Dobbo called me up and he said, I'm going to put you on 11, mate. I've gone, that's insane. No, it's going to work. And I'm going, okay, but only if we can say at the insane new time in the ads, which... And then I went home and I did the ads. I was really happy with them. And then
you played them down the phone to me.
In New York.
Yeah, I was standing outside, literally in the snow, going, Tony, I can't hold the phone and have my glove on. I can't feel my thumb anymore. And Tony's like, nah, there's only 7 of them.
6.
Oh, that's right.
So I get home and I'm pretty happy with them. And then Matt Dow, in the Dow Tower of Power, calls me up and goes, mate, you're going to have to come back in. And add the phrase, but we take our music seriously to all the promos.
Dear, oh dear.
And we take our music pretty seriously on this show.
Really seriously.
How's this for a segment intro?
Yeah. About time.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah, look, now that I hear it again.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I think the segment's a good idea.
Yeah.
You can stop it, Rich, anytime, bro. Anytime you want to fade it, that's cool with me. I think it might need a different theme song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, the song is the problem, not the idea.
No, I think the segment's solid.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll do that tomorrow, but we do need new segments.
Yeah, I know.
I know. And you're thinking... I've been in New York, Tony's been doing nothing. He's come up with no new segments for the show.
Look, that's not what I thought, actually.
You want a new segment? What about this? Let's go upskirting with Richard Marsland.
Now I can ask what upskirting is.
Upskirting across Australia. Taking no prisoners or permission.
Ooh. what is it?
It's when you've got a camera in your shoe and you're at the tennis and you whop it under somebody's skirt.
And take photos.
Because you're that freaking desperate.
Hang on a second. Did this happen?
This has been happening all over.
No.
I've kept a file of articles. Look at this.
How many times has this happened?
It's a upskirting down-blousing epidemic.
How do you down-blouse?
Look at Cecilia on the phones this year. Fake round of applause for her. Let's just make one ourselves.
Yeah. Yes.
Have you been upskirted this season?
Yes. She got upskirted.
It's going on.
Oh, it's not funny, is it?
No. Well, it's not funny if it happens to you.
Okay, it's not.
And I think obviously anyone who's been a victim of it, that's not funny.
Are you sure?
But there's something kind of funny about putting a camera in their shoe.
Yeah, and trying to make it look like it's part of the shoe.
Yeah, that's funny. That's funny. We can laugh at that.
Yeah. Because how do you get like one of those big, those telescopic lenses to look like a design feature on the front of you.
You need like a Maxwell Smart kind of arrangement.
Dunlop volleys.
Yeah. Okay, maybe this is a bit offensive.
Is it?
Maybe we need some less offensive segments. Tony Martin bags out the Jews.
Hey, that's not going to air.
Outrageous.
That wasn't for air, for broadcast.
My bad.
We're not doing that segment.
Jeez, Rich.
Triple M have nayed that segment.
Whose
or
side are you on? Whose side are you on?
Okay, what about a segment for Ed Cavalier?
Which one of these incredibly hot babes will be the next Mrs. Ed Cavalier? Will be dating Caver Cave in Caver of Love.
That is such a long bow.
What a good segment.
Caver of Love?
I don't get it.
Because flavor of love. With Flavor Flav, that's a long bow.
That is a great show.
And my name's hard to find.
Right. That's a bad pun.
Yeah, puns. That's
up there
for.
With Lachey Breaky Heart.
No, that's good.
That was the worst newspaper headline of 06.
That took some doing. Upskirting. This guy's in big trouble, the one you've handed me.
Yeah.
This guy, this 34-year-old student.
Mm.
In the unisex bathroom at the All Nations City back... Okay, this is where it is funny.
Yeah.
Because he's in the unisex bathroom at the All Nations City Backpackers. So everyone's having a shower and he's rolled in wearing nothing but a pair of Dunlop Volleys with a telescopic lens on the end, trying to act nonchalant. I knew it was funny.
That's what's been going on.
Right.
We want to know what's been going on while we've been away, and that's going to be the subject of next hour.
Great.
If you're listening in another time zone...
Yeah, I love this.
Call in now. No.
In half an hour.
With what we've missed.
Yeah.
Like if you're in Adelaide, call in half an hour. Yeah. And by that time, it'll be an hour later.
If you're in the North America, call in yesterday.
That's confusing. We need another fantastic new segment idea.
What's in Peter Foster's underpants?
That's coming up.
All right. Now, is that a reference to something?
Well, I need some explanation.
While you've been away, Peter Foster has been... He's escaped from...
The off-the-bridge guy?
17 countries.
Has he?
He smuggled his way in and out of 17 different South Pacific, Mockbell style. He's in, where is it now, Vanuatu.
What does he do? But how does he
And
get
only
in, there?
In the underpants.
You're kidding.
He just runs from country to country, from boat to boat, leaping off bridges in his derps.
Upskirting himself. Really?
Making a handsome living out of it.
Okay, we've got more great new segment ideas, but we are required in this new format to play the occasional song.
I like the new format. More chewing time.
Let's do that. We'll be back with more fantastic new segment ideas next on Get This. Yes, that's Avril Lavigne here at Get This. Keep holding on.
Canada's finest.
What do we do at this point?
I don't know.
Normally we'd be having an argument about how the show went at this point.
That's so true.
But we're much later now.
Okay.
Hopefully, but if this was the old show, we'd hear this sound. I think we want new segment ideas from our listeners, or just new ideas for the show.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a segment.
No.
That might mean that we've got to do some like work and stuff, but anything that they'd like, anything that they would not like, be, you know, personally offensive to any of us.
Challenges would be good.
Challenges would be good.
Don't think we're not working. I'm going to introduce a new environmental affairs segment this year. And it's going to be called...
Now What's Melting?
That's going to tackle the whole global warming issue. People want a bit of that.
Oh, wow.
We'll tell them what's melting and how long you've got to stand on it.
That's bad. That'll play well with our Arctic listeners.
What else do people... Talent. People love...
Oh, people love talent.
Talent quests.
Can I tell a story now?
It's allowed. It's the radio.
I went to the New York Knicks when we were there. Saw Spike Lee. It was great.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that football?
No, it's basketball.
Deep, sure.
I saw an old fat guy with grey hair at the front. And the person I was with was like, is that Jack Nicholson? And I wanted to sound like a big shot. So I was like, yeah, that's Jack. It wasn't.
He's a Lakers man.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't matter, sorry. Rich. It happened. And so anyway, at halftime, they have a talent contest.
Yeah.
And an 11-year-old kid came out and sang his own composition about how he was in love and he'd lost his girlfriend. Very creepy. No one clapped. Right? Then a 10-year-old girl came out and belted out a number, like a huge kind of soaring number. Again, it was a bit creepy because it's like, well, you know, she's 10. They go away. Then an 8-year-old kid, this little kid comes out with a New York Knicks like singlet on and plays on electric piano Beethoven's Fifth.
Oh, wow.
To a standing ovation.
Schroeder style.
Yeah. And I realized that she won the free Knicks tickets, but it was the first time I'd ever heard classical music played live.
Who, Beethoven?
It was by an 8-year-old on an electric keyboard at a basketball game.
Would have been cooler on the baseball organ, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
And the Madison Square sound. Garden is one of the few places that still has... No, I've got it wrong. The one because I went to see the Chicago Bulls as well.
Yeah.
And they've got one of the few places that still has an actual organ up in the arena.
I think Richard was about to do a bit of it. Do you want to...
Knicks. Or Yankees.
File that if you could, Matty. We'll be needing that later in the year.
Or if you are a Knicks fan, it's you suck. All of you suck. Why do I come here? Why do I sit here and pay money to watch you guys suck?
Did you hear that voice?
Sorry?
Did you hear that actual voice?
All I wanted was to hear people complaining about sports teams. I just hang around construction sites and wait for someone to bring up the Mets.
Oh, wow.
The Mets, they got no bullpen. I could throw better than them. I can.
We are going to have so much talent in the studio.
Oh, good.
Over the next 10 months. And we're going to have our own talent segment called Australia's Got Buckley.
That's coming up.
That's going to be fantastic.
Wow.
What other new ideas do people want to hear on the radio in 07? I think it's time to call
1-3-3-5-3.
Thought you'd forgotten. 1-3-3-5-3 from anywhere in the country. If you're in a different time zone, in the next hour, we'll be asking, what have we missed? So you could possibly call about that. Yep. If you're in Brisbane, call now. If you're in Adelaide, call in half an hour.
Yeah.
They worked that out.
And if you're in North America, call yesterday.
1-3-3-5-3. What do you want to hear on Get This in 07? Hey, it's Midnight Oil. Forgotten Years here at the newly expanded, blown out.
But it feels like a tight ship, Tone.
Yeah.
It feels like we're going, you know, story, joke, bang, song, ads, more jokes, quickly, song, you know, like radio.
That's kind of what we did last year, but it just took a lot longer to do.
Okay.
I reckon by Thursday we'll be back to the old format.
No, Tone, I'm sticking to it. I'm you know, no more waffling.
No more waffling because we're up. Talkback Mountain for another year. Today we're asking, what do you want to hear on the show this year? Who have we got on the line?
Josh, you are the first caller for this year. How are you?
Josh.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Well, okay, good intro. what do you want to hear this year, mate?
Well, I was thinking, because Richard Marsland had so many nicknames last year.
Yes.
Perhaps people can call in every day and maybe come up with new nicknames for Richard Marsland.
This is so every day.
Every day.
A new nickname for Richard.
Yep.
Every day a new rant about why the ABC sucks from me. And every day a new way to rort an all-you-can-eat restaurant from Ed Cavalier.
Yeah, okay.
Something for everybody.
All right. Josh, do you want to get the ball rolling? What do you think Richard should be called?
Mars Pathfinder.
That's quite...
I don't even understand. I've got more nicknames than Biggie Smalls at the moment.
I like Biggie Smalls now that I think about it.
Mars Pathfinder.
Yeah, that's the thing they sent to Mars to go cruise around and find rocks.
Brilliant.
Found some rocks too. Did a great job. Thank you, Josh. Hello, John.
G'day.
How are you?
All right.
Good, good.
Having a great voice?
Yeah, had an excellent time. Thank you.
Now, where are you calling us from, John?
From my truck.
Go on, where's it parked?
Where's it parked?
Yeah.
In Tottenham.
Yeah, it sounded like you had to think about that.
Yeah.
Are you in trouble?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay. What do you want to hear?
I reckon we should try and find a new theme song for Tony Rudd.
Tony Rudd, he's good, but let's try one for Kevin. That's a very good idea. We're going to need one.
Kevin Rudd, and, you know, what sort of thing do you think we should go with?
Don't know. Maybe the Honeymooners or something like that.
Wow, that's a good idea.
Yeah, because the Beasley theme has had to be, because nobody remembers who Kim Beasley is, so we've had to put it back in the show.
Fair enough. So have we got any ideas yet, Tom?
I don't know. I'm thinking a bit of Kraftwerk might be good.
That'd be good. The model. Devo.
Model.
There's the first nerd moment of the year. Just the three of us laughing at a Devo. I mean, at a, what's it called, Joe?
Kraftwerk.
Kraftwerk joke.
Hit the theme. What have you got for us, Richard?
I've got something like this.
It's Kevin Rudd. Now
everybody, I have no idea the relevance. I just picked it randomly. If you're in the
game,
then Rudd's the word.
Yeah. Don't take no risk. What song is this?
It's The Stroke, baby.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, John, thank you. You're right, it needs work.
Must try harder.
Yeah, you're
put
absolutely
that in
right,
the
John.
Must
thank
try
you very
harder
much. Hello, Graham, how are you?
Morning, boys, welcome back.
Thank you, sir. What do you want to hear?
I would like to hear a segment called Where Wasn't Fleety?
Oh, I see.
Where Wasn't Fleety?
So things he was meant to go to, he hasn't shown up.
And then a half hour on Fleety's excuse for not showing up.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a great idea.
Now, we may be able to kick this off tomorrow because Greg Fleet is meant to be co-hosting for the second hour. And you know, he lives about a block and a half from the station.
He does.
He got no chance.
And still often fails to turn up. And then sometimes fails to realise he's meant to be minding his kid for that day. I don't know what kind of parental arrangement he's...
Is that even his kid, Nicky?
Yeah. That he gets a different kid each time.
He's not a baby broker, is he?
Oh.
He looks like he might be a baby broker.
That's a new word.
I've often seen him bring children in that he claims to be his, and then on the way home, they're in the window at Cash Converter. I don't know what he's playing at, Greg Fleet. That is an excellent idea for a segment,
hi,
sir.
Hi, Corey. How are you?
Oh, g'day. How are you guys doing? I love your work.
Thanks, mate.
Cheers.
What do you want to hear?
Sorry?
What do you want to hear this year? What segment?
I was thinking of like a segment, sort of like, I can't believe they invented that.
Yes. And what can't you believe they've invented now?
Oh, just, you know, like crazy inventions, like, I don't know, a pooper scooper with a fry pan on the end or something like that.
Did they invent that?
I have no idea, but that's, I'm sure, terrible. Someone's stupid enough to invent that sort of thing.
Well, that's very useful for people. Trying to save time.
Well, I once had a friend who went out one night and met some people out at a bar,
uh-huh.
And they had a good time and substance enhanced, and they went home, yeah. And they all went back to the same house, and I saw them the next day, and they looked really like visibly shocked, like, yeah. This was the worst they've ever looked. And I asked them for a week what had happened. They wouldn't say. And then I got a call from them late one night, and they said, "Look, I'm ready to tell you what happened." I said, "Okay, tell me." They'd all, you know, whatever happened, they'd all gotten up in the morning and there was a terrible smell in the house.
Yes.
And there were two guys just in the kitchen doing exactly what this man has suggested. Just frying up some stuff. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do, but they would have had to be fairly hungry. I mean, that's what desperate situation has resulted in that.
Is that bad or what?
Oh, could we go down the 7-Eleven and get some Pringles?
Isn't that terrible?
Nah, I'll just take a dump in a frying pan. Sorted.
So, Corey, perhaps not that segment, if that's where it leads us. But hello, Laura, how are you?
Hi, very good, thanks.
Good, good, good. What's your idea?
Okay, we have a couple.
Okay.
My friend and I are having a get this party, so we decided...
Good. Oh, that's nice.
Wow.
Well, I didn't get invited.
Yeah, no.
All right.
We're having a get this party. You want the people from Get This? Probably not.
Thanks. Yeah. Cage available?
To get a hold of, because I'm still waiting for my illegal download CD.
Really?
Wait, who did you ask for it?
You. I was talking about the table tennis tournament.
Oh, yeah. So it's my fault.
Oh, we'll sort that out off air.
Yeah, okay. What's your idea, Laura?
Okay, we've got Ed's food review.
Oh, hang on. Yeah?
Yes.
What is Ed Cavalier eating today?
What is Ed eating today? That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Do people have to guess?
Yeah.
Mm. One for Tony. We've got Tony Martin's Cockney Hits.
Oh, Tony that's Martin's good. Cockney Hits.
I'd like that.
I'll sing any song in the Cockney style.
The thong song. Cisco's the thong song.
I can't remember the lyrics.
The Scat Man.
You would need to print out lyrics.
You don't know the Scat Man?
No.
Scat. Laura, can you get him started on the Scat Man?
Probably not.
Next hour. There's some sizzle.
There we go. By the end
for the next hour.
By the end of the next hour, Laura, we're going to have some Cockney Scat Man for you. How does that sound?
What is it with you and scat today?
It's nothing.
It's
right?
It's all about... It's been nothing but scat since you opened
a lot of time under glass tables while I was
playing. All right. We're back on solid ground here at Get This. Thanks to everyone who called
you,
in. And thanks to everyone who helped us run late.
See, normally, this would be the end.
Yeah, but no, there's a whole second chunky...
Okay.
Hour of Get This.
Are we going to time out, Rich?
No, we're not. we passed the point of timing out about seven minutes ago. Oh. Get This. News coming up next.
Get This.
It became a 12-hour ordeal.
Brought to you by As Yet Nobody.
Do what I want because I can. If I don't because I want to.
We're back. Yeah.
Be ignored by the stiff and the bored because I'm gonna...
It's the leisurely lunchtime second hour, Get This. What have we got coming up in this hour? Normally we'd have a guest co-host for this hour, Ed, but we don't want to implicate anyone else in our first show for the year.
No, fair enough.
I'll get splattered.
You know what I'm waiting for, don't you?
What are you waiting for?
What have you been practicing off air?
Oh, so I should do the Scat Man.
Yeah.
In a Cockney style.
Yeah.
Have you written down those lyrics?
Yeah.
Okay. I have to wait till the next I'm the Scooby Ooby Dooby Scooby Melody. I'm the Scat Man. Yeah, repeat after me. Is that cockney enough for you?
Right.
It sounded back the front for me.
Right.
Is this what we're going to do for the whole hour?
I reckon that's a show.
I just keep playing this music. It's fantastic.
Not enough flute on the radio.
You know
what? As a matter of fact, don't hold nothing back because I'm the Scat Man and here comes some scat. Is that it?
Do some scat then. Cockney scat.
I'm not sure if I can do any scat.
Try some scat. Cockney scat.
Babadi bim bop bop badooby doo ba. Something like that. I don't know. Is this going to air? Is this what our lunchtime hour sounds like? We take our music seriously. There's plenty coming up. Brand new segment ideas. What have we missed? And the amazing musical sounds.
This is the long music.
Get out of here. That's it. That'd be Bowling for Soup. Where's the next one from that lot? Let's get this around.
Right. You were just saying, Rich, they've done one for the 90s.
I'm not sure if that's right. I heard a rumour. I heard something on the grapevine that perhaps there was a 1992 or something.
On one of the Bowling for Soup forums that you're a member of?
I'm not sure. We probably play it. I wouldn't know. Okay. I've had my head stuck in the sand.
Come on.
It's the second, in case you've just joined us, it's the second hour of Get This, our new expanded format. Yeah. Where normally we would have a guest co-host, but it's so shonky
I'm
in here.
I'm tired, Tone. I'm done my hour.
We normally give someone a big fat round. Give yourself one, Richard Marsden.
Oh, this seems...
No, isn't it good to have Richard Marsden back, Ed?
Almost did it.
There's been a bidding war for Richard Marsden. As soon as we stopped last year, as soon as we left the building, they swarmed on Richard Marsden. There was about five other shows wanting him to
push buttons.
Which
is only because you're awesome, Rich, but it was touch and go there for a while. We didn't know if we were going to have you.
Oh, it's lovely to be back, and thank you for having me.
What swayed it in our favour?
Oh, I think just the fun and shenanigans of last year. Yeah. I don't think I had enough nicknames on the board.
Yeah, what about the girlfriend that lives in Melbourne?
Is
that what it's about?
No,
she is incredibly hot.
She is. I saw a big day out with Rich yesterday.
Look, we'll get to that. It's so good to be back in the haunted studio. From tomorrow, we're in the old Marty Sheargold studio.
Yeah, Marty Sheargold Memorial Studio.
Yeah, I know. It's not that impressive, but...
No, it looks just like this one.
That's where we're shifting into. And what else can I mention? Richard Marsden, everyone wants his services because, he's capable of coming up with fantastic new segments. Let's go upskirting with Richard Marsden. That's not all.
Still got legs.
There's more coming up this year on Get This.
Upskirting.
Let's see.
How did it happen that there was no incidents of upskirting? And then it seems like in the space of 3 weeks, it's become an epidemic.
The camera shoe. Once people had seen the camera shoe.
In action.
Everyone wanted one.
Have you noticed that most kids just roll past these days? Kids have forgotten about walking because they've got those shoes. They've got the...
Oh, how freaky are those?
Those are amazing.
But a kid runs towards you and then stops and skids like a Chips episode, right up to you in the shopping centre.
I've not seen this.
Yeah, they've got wheels on them
first,
inside the sneaker.
The scat song, I knew nothing of it. That wasn't very cockney. I have to apologise for that.
Yeah, you did sort of chastise yourself.
It was more sort of up north, really.
Yeah, so stop calling in cockneys. Call the people that...
If you want to hear Cockney, you really need to go to Frank Butcher from EastEnders.
That's
your Cockney.
There he is.
So sorry about that, everybody. Okay. Other new segments. What are the public obsessed with? Penis size. That's something that people are obsessed with.
Oh, yeah.
So coming up from tomorrow...
Who's packing more heat? This week, Jim Whaley v. Shakalele.
That's an unusual pairing.
And it rhymes.
Good though.
John Cooper Clarke to hear that.
It's going to make a good sound.
John Cooper Clarke.
Sorry, I'm just a bit of a carrot.
That's good. He's going to be co-hosting on Wednesday because everyone kept calling me up saying, oh, tomorrow. Is it tomorrow? Isn't it Greg Fleet tomorrow?
No, tomorrow's 30th. He's on.
Right. I reckon they operate in the same time zone.
See, this is why we don't have guests on the first show of the year. We have no idea what's going on. So John Cooper Clarke is here tomorrow. So they call me up and they go, oh, we take our music seriously at Triple M. I've gone, okay, right. All Joy Division? Is that what it's going to be?
Moody numbers.
They're going, no, you've got to come back and re-record the promo. We take our music seriously. And I'm going, are you sure about that? I'm turning, it's the tub thumping song.
Oh,
are you sure? So I've gone way back into the history books. John Cooper Clarke, legendary British artist. I don't know if you'd call him a poet or a singer or an early sort of arbiter of rap, possibly.
Yeah, perhaps, yeah.
He's done it all. He's coming in tomorrow. Don't know how that's going to go.
But you've used to impersonate.
My very first impersonation on stage was of John Cooper Clarke, but we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
In the meantime, other new segments coming up. Oh, this is going to be great.
The Birdie Graph. Australia's first gay birdman rally.
That's what we're going to do.
That's a good idea.
How good will that be?
Really good. Good costumes.
I can't say that there'll be much distance work achieved.
No, doesn't matter.
But the floats, that's what they'll be called, will be spectacular as
absolutely.
I stumble from a jetty.
Oh, now you're talking, Tone.
The gay birdman right. rally. That's going to catch on, isn't it?
The gay milk carton regatta. It's got a... So many ideas.
All right. Yeah. I like it. New segment ideas. And, we're going to obviously have more radio drama this year because
really?
Passion High was quite popular in 06.
Yeah, that was a good one.
What are we working on for 07?
Rally Round the Flag, boys. The Alan Jones story.
Oh, there's no need to mention flag waving in 07.
I still don't know what it is.
Read the book.
Don't want to. You tell me what it is.
I can't in this time
slot. Oh, good.
That'd be good then.
And if I did, then I'm sure that would end up on our other new segment, Patent Humbug. Have we got that?
Oh, yeah.
I think. Is it Patent Humbug or is it?
Pure Humbug.
Pure Humbug.
That's
Why
coming up.
Why did you say that? In relation to what?
I can't remember.
Them knocking him back. He wanted to kind of swoop into Parliament as Santa, dishing out gifts from his sack.
Is that what you heard?
Yep.
All right. We need to know what you've been up to, Ed Kemperley.
Oh, yeah.
We need to know just what happened behind the scenes
with
the attempt to poach Richard Marsden.
Because that's pretty much all that I heard about from you while I was away.
Every
real Machiavelli figure of Marsden pulling strings.
Ed'd call up and go, what's going on? I'd be going, oh, someone else is trying to get Marsden now. We're going to have to dangle some more carrots. I'm not sure what we dangled in the
end. He wants a yacht.
At the end of the year, you send out your tapes and you see what comes back.
Oh!
You find out your value.
Did. No. You sent out my tapes.
You don't have any tapes.
Everybody laughs. Fine. It's like that.
All right. Should we be playing ads now, Richard?
Yeah.
Is that what we should be doing in this zany new lunchtime format?
Well, yeah, we can. And that requires a little bit of work.
Does it really?
Oh, wow.
A little bit of feedback, apparently, too. Here in the haunted studio.
Good to see that the big news in Australia. It's good to see Zoo Weekly still on the big stories of the turkey slappers being reunited.
Oh, the turkey slappers.
Yeah, they've been kept apart for too long.
I thought we were going to ban the phrase. What were we going to ban this year? Turkey slapping?
Yeah, and the Rex Hunt thing, I think we weren't going to do anymore.
References to Nickelback. They were going south.
Yeah, they're gone.
Have you got anything to go there?
Yeah.
Wow. Aren't you glad we managed to secure the services of this man scuttling about the studio?
And aren't you glad you've got a second hour, people.
Everything's cool.
At the computer. We'll be back with more
professional radio.
New segments for 07 and what do we miss? That'll be next.
Get this.
And we're saying, pull them out of the cupboard. Let's have another look at them.
Brought to you by As Yet Nobody.
Get this at a new time. Straddling midday, if you've noticed. Before midday, Richard Marsland, Ed Cavalli, myself, Tony Martin, crapping on.
Yep.
After midday, special guest co-host.
Special guest.
Yeah.
Crank it up.
Mm.
Move it along.
Mm. No sign of a co-host today. No. We wouldn't dare involve them in our first show.
I wouldn't be saying things like cranking it up if there was.
What can we... is there anything on the website we should be... I mean, what's been going on, Nikki, on the website while we've been away? Is everything still up there?
Everything's still there.
The soundboard? The Dickinson soundboard?
I feel like we should delete the lot.
Yeah.
Is there me being accused of autoerotic asphyxiation?
Yeah, that's still up there.
Great. I love that. That was a nice surprise over the holidays.
That.
I think I may have done that.
Great. Based on what?
Oh, just I needed to write
Rainy
a
Rainy internet footage.
And no, that's why I stayed.
I needed to fill a caption for a photo. There's a lot of fairly fruity photos you can check out.
Sizzle something, Tone.
Yeah.
We've had an idea over summer.
Yes.
Remember for our magazine, our online magazine?
Really? What was that?
Yeah. That's all I'm saying right now. But that we are going to have an online magazine starring you, the listeners, and comments by us.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
And Richard Marsden will be involved?
Well, I don't know. I might, you know, we might leave him out because I've realised over summer that I think that we have a go at Rich a bit.
Mm.
Maybe it's time for him to be a bit nicer to Rich, you know?
Okay.
Because he's an integral part of the show and our lives.
I don't mind doing like a Dear Abby kind of advice column.
That's a good idea. You would have done one of those at some point in your career, Rich. Because you've got articles that you hide from us.
What are do you mean?
That one on Sundays.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Sunday Mail
in Adelaide.
Yeah. Right, it's a Sunday column for a newspaper in Adelaide. Never knew about that. What other stuff do you do we don't know about?
No, that's about it, no.
So it's the column.
The column.
It's the appearances on Rove.
On Rove.
Yeah. And the upskirting and the tennis. And that's it.
Down blousing.
Is that all?
And we know? That's it.
And what
at the moment.
What's down really? Blousing?
Down blousing, I'm not sure. Like, well, down blousing is where you're taking photographs of people's cleavage.
But how?
With the camera phone.
It's a high angle upskirt. It's probably underneath the brim of a hat.
I see what you mean. So normally where my little electronic fan would go.
Yeah.
I take the electronic fan out.
Yeah.
Chuck in a camera.
Bang.
So look out for men in tinfoil hats.
I've still got to turn my head down. How do I get... I need an excuse to sort of turn my head towards the down blouse.
Yeah.
And then how do I operate the camera? I've got to put my hand up and take a picture.
You're also working the shoe. See, really, what you need is a vision switcher. You need a second bloke behind you, wired
in
up.
A van.
Just cutting from camera to camera. Good one, mate. More clearance on camera four. Okay. I think we need to play music at this point. I've just been told we're somehow an hour behind.
Come on. Music.
What have you got for us, Ed?
Drums and vocals. 2, 3, 4. Oh, guitar.
That'd be in excess. And Jimmy Barnes, get this, Around the Nation, in its new time slot, in its new expanded form. Myself, Tony Martin, Ed Cavalier, and Richard Marsland.
Tony.
Back on form. Yes.
Very AM. I liked it.
We like to go AM occasionally.
Okay.
Not on my watch, though.
No.
Richard, what were you telling us off air? You've inherited some of Marty Sheargold's furniture now that Marty's, you know...
That's right, he had to move.
Gone big time.
He's big time.
Moved into some kind of Kyle Sanderland's McMansion, I'm told.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Getting a bit up himself.
And he took the moment to purge some of his old furniture.
What did you get, a brown couch kind of deal? Or?
I had a minimalist thing going on in my house and now it's
how many
maximalist. It's crazy because, this old bookshelf that's painted with psychedelic cactuses, I think maybe from his student days, I'm just guessing, or his peyote days.
Yeah,
and another one is like a chest of drawers and a weird coffee table. So basically, instead of hard rubbish, it was taken around to Marsland's house. But it's good stuff. I don't want to...
If you open up the drawer, would you find, like, a number of drafts of angry letters to Triple M management?
Yeah, there's a few of those in there.
Hey, Rich, how many milk crates you got in your house?
I skipped the whole milk crate thing. I never had a milk crate. I've got one for my records and that's it. But, I never did the coffee. In fact, Marty was telling me that at one stage during his student life, instead of a base for his mattress, he had 23... milk crates lined up to put his mattress on.
We did the same when I lived in Sydney. My flatmate Tom and I, we did the same thing. We had 78 milk crates in our house. I had every single colour, four of us in the house, all of us lived on milk crate bases. They are actually extremely comfortable.
Right. And when you say just one for the records, Richard, which record have you positioned at the front?
What's at the front?
It's very important.
Thriller?
No, I think it might be...
Tapestry? Carole King?
I'm trying to think of
Please
a cool
hammer,
one.
Please Hammer, Don't Hurt Him.
No, it's...
Trying to think of a cool one. Tell us the actual one.
It's the Members Radio, the 12-inch.
The 12-inch single of the Members Radio. That's... Look at Ed Cavalier. I've never seen him so confused.
Because I used to DJ at a goth club and that would be
a good
song.
That's something we haven't explored enough.
Like the goth world.
Yeah. That's true. Yesterday at the concert... Sorry to butt in, Rich, but I saw a girl in full goth gear, which, you know, fair enough, but, like, not one bit of her skin exposed to the sunlight.
Gee.
Like, how was that achieved?
With veils and long gloves and huge coats.
This was not just possibly a friend from the Islamic community?
No.
This is a big day out. Someone's opted for this.
Someone's gone for this. Mm. It was incredible. Right. And I kept looking for like a little bit where they'd missed, like the back of their neck or their ankle or something.
Someone who can't be exposed to the sun, like the kid from Powder, possibly.
No, it's just chosen not to. And they kept having that was the weird thing. They'd have photographs taken, and in the photographs, they didn't like it. So they'd kind of put their hand up to cover their face. And I thought, well.
No face to cover. Because if it's covered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The very massive strange. Glasses are doing all that heavy lifting.
Now, did you see people at the big day out abusing the Australian flag?
Yeah.
Right, because anyone who does that,
that behaviour has been described by our Prime Minister as
pure humbug.
That's what it is.
I love the upward
inflection. Humbug. You know, non-diluted humbug. Humbug in its purest, 100 proof humbug.
What were you doing? You're playing the members while you DJ at a goth nightclub, you're saying, Richard?
Yeah, well, it's not necessarily a goth song, but it's one that's kind of gets the party started back in 92.
What was the club called, mate?
It was called Proscenium in Adelaide.
Okay.
On Blythe Street, just off Hindley.
And did you have the makeup going?
No, not me. No, I didn't. I had long hair at that stage.
No.
Yeah, it was a rockin' look.
What's a surefire like dance floor killer at a goth club? What'll take him off the dance floor straight away?
Bauhaus.
Our house was always big. Yeah,
no, I was gonna say Bauhaus.
Oh, Bauhaus. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so you were saying I would expect Nine Inch Nails and Bauhaus, Bela Lugosi's Dead. Yeah, you're saying they dance around to the Scar influence sounds of the members and Madness is Our House.
Yeah, well, it was what it was. It was one of those 80s clubs that it was a goth club before it turned into an 80s club, so you had to play some nice 80s gear. But it was before the 80s were kind of, you know, everywhere, so you could play Tainted Love and it was still cool, if that makes sense.
Hang on a sec.
Yeah. What?
Come on, Rich.
It was Sisters of Mercy.
I don't think the long-haired DJ that was Richard Marsland was allowed to decide what was cool or not.
That was Sisters of Mercy, Joy Division, New Order, Cure, Rosetta Stone.
I would have loved to have known you then, man. Did you score a lot at this club?
You know, I probably could have, but I just didn't. I have no idea what I was doing.
Opted not to score.
It was about the music, man.
Nah, come on, Rich.
It's about the contents of the crate.
Just one. You scored at least once or twice at the club.
I took no requests, and that meant more than the music.
You took no requests?
No requests whatsoever. To keep my mind focused on the beats.
We are going to have to...
I know you scored.
...get the listeners on board.
Call in if you scored with Mars at the proscenium
we would
in
need
Adelaide.
Three or four. We'd need a three-hour show for that. We only have a two-hour show today. So we're going to say, what have we missed? I think you're going to have to queue up an ad break.
Okay.
I reckon you are. We're putting this... It is the Wallace and Gromit show. We are laying down the tracks just before we get to
the Wallace and Gromity we've been as well.
Yeah. This is why we don't want guests in here. So I still haven't talked about your new name, Ed.
What?
Glenn Mitchell, who writes radio column.
Does he hate us?
He doesn't like us very much.
Oh, why? What did we ever do to him?
Oh, I don't know. He misquoted me, and then I correctly quoted, and then he went off me. But he's now describing you as, perhaps you'd like to read out your own name. It says here, Triple M, blah, blah, Triple blah, M. 2007. A lot of this depends on the performance by the team of Tony Martin and...
Ed Cavalas.
That's your new name, buddy.
Well, he's quite good, though. That Cavalas, as soon as I get out of here and he comes in...
I like to think that it's pronounced Cavalas, like Telly Savalas. Ed Cavalas.
My Puerto Rican cousin. He is good.
That's what they're calling you in the Herald Sun.
Oh, no.
If you would like to, speak to Ed Cavalas.
Yeah. Please, can call again. Speak to Ed Cavalas.
There you go. Should we do that now? Should we solicit?
Yeah, let's solicit.
Let's solicit. If you have had something happen to you that's so important that it must be discussed on national radio, give us a call. What have we missed? Or it could be something from the news that happened while we were away.
Because I honestly, I didn't read one Australian newspaper, not one bit of TV or anything. Like, only one story made it into the United States, when we come back.
When we come back, a bit of sizzle.
So I need to know, and I want to know what's going on in your life. Yes. That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
There's been more going on than just upskirting and down blousing. And we're going to get to... There's someone called Kevin Rudd now.
Oh, the Rudd stuff?
Yeah. He stepped up.
Yeah.
What have we missed? Call us now. 133353.
Speak to Kamala. Get
this. Somewhat like a retarded twisty.
Brought to you by As Yet Nobody.
Ed's Get This around the nation with myself, Tony Martin, Ed Cavalier, or Ed Cavalas if you're a Herald Sun reader in Melbourne. Richard Mars are pushing buttons.
Mars Landis.
Fought off the challenges from other programs to poach
his
services.
So what are we doing now?
We are asking
so
people,
confused.
What did we miss while we're away?
Oh, callers.
We're going to get people. People are already calling in.
So now?
I don't think we can. Well, let's just have one caller now.
Okay, hi, Joel.
A bit of sizzle. Hang on, mate. Richard wasn't ready for this.
Hi, Joel. How are you?
Good, mate. Welcome back.
Thank you very much, man. What did we miss?
I can't believe you missed this, Ed.
What?
Nick Kershaw getting divorced.
Oh, no. From his synthesizer? Divorced? What?
Oh, I feel...
That is so wrong.
Are you on the dancing? The week just leading into Christmas, or the week between Christmas and New Year, but yeah, it was a pretty lonely household for Nick Kershaw this year.
Oh, dear, just him and that tree by the river near the hole in the ground.
You know what I think? At times like that, there's only one thing that a man can do. Crack out the chroma key suit and get back on the synth, man. Let's hear some music about it.
But Where did you hear about this?
Where did you hear this?
It was actually on one of those classic hits radio stations up here in Sydney. They broke the news. It's like their main news piece of the year, I think.
That was their main news piece. Gee, they're taking their music seriously.
Pushfires. But anyway, back to Kershaw. Wow, okay. Thank you, Joel. I'm shocked and...
Disheartened.
I just want to send my my love out to Nick. I know he doesn't listen, so...
It does mean he's available now, though.
Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Ladies. What sort of... I mean, what would have come between Mick Kershaw and the missus?
Dancing girls. Wouldn't it? Surely. At some stage. Ed.
Just sitting there, just for hours, with the synthesizer. It just finally got to her. Yo, it wouldn't be good.
Oh, dear. Okay, 133353 is the number to call. Ed Cavalli is temporarily incapacitated. Call us now. What have we missed? 133353. Oh, who was that?
Pink.
That was Pink, of course.
Your hand or something.
Let's get this around the nation where we're playing. Right. What have we missed? Oh, what is that? Oh. What are you doing, Richard? Is that Brian Adams?
John Wade, as a matter of fact.
John Wade will still set the dog off, I'm guessing. Oh, that's the kind of effect. That dog is taking its music seriously.
Gross.
What have we missed while we've been...
That sound effect is disgusting.
It is. It's on the banned list.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
How you going?
Good. It was less what you missed, but you're, well, this year than all the time, you actually missed it. You've got a massive goth following.
Really?
Yeah. We've got a massive goth following?
You do.
Well, how's that happen?
Are they fans of Riches from back in the proscenium days?
I don't even think any of those goths are still alive.
Oh. Because I can't say that we've done much to curry the favour of the goth community.
Yeah.
Oh, we love it. We love it when you just heard us a little bit more.
Can I ask you... Oh, wow. That's awesome. Hey, Lisa.
Yes?
How do you feel when someone accuses you of being emo?
Oh, no, I don't get that because I'm not 12. But it's hilarious fun to do to the baby goths because it makes them cry.
Ah, there it is.
But they'd want to cry, though, wouldn't they?
But I tell you what, oh, yeah, they'd be doing it anyway, in all fairness. I was viewing with the Veil chick because, like, goths kind of play a game called Gother Than Thou when we go to things like the Big Day Out. Mm-hmm. And my partner and I thought we were doing pretty well until we saw the just veils upon veils.
Yeah, she gothed out. She out-gothed everybody.
We were shattered.
Yeah, to be honest, she made everybody else look a little bit kind of try-hard, to be honest. You know what I mean? Like that. Do you know her? Did you talk to her?
No. Well, we had, like, that, you know, kind of, you know, the look passing between. But, besides that, no, I was actually smushed against her waiting to get into Tool, which was kind of hot.
Oh, that's kind of hot. And how did you have fun? You were there for Tool, no doubt?
And The Killers and You or My especially.
Great.
Mm. And to laugh a lung up with My Chemical Romance.
I thought you might say that was funny.
I know. How do you reckon it'd go? I mean, you know, maybe you can tell me, Lisa, if it was the Big Day Out, do they like a bit of comedy?
A bit of comedy at the Big Day Out?
Yeah.
Oh, a bit of I say. Only vaudeville.
Like if they were to announce, ladies and gentlemen, Tool, and then just James Blunt wandered out on the stage. Would that kill? Or would that not welcome that kind of thing?
Actually, my favourite thing I saw yesterday was I went to see catch a little bit of Lily Allen's work at the request of a friend of mine. I won't say why I wanted to go. It's terrible. And we wandered into the tent and we were sort of standing there and Lily started and, you know, she's, you know, bouncing around pleasant enough and there were beer cans kind of flying at her from different directions.
And it was complimentary though.
Oh, right. Yeah, there we go. But they weren't full.
No.
And I looked over and there was just four or five Tool fans unashamedly just picking up beer cans and trying to hit Lily. Time they missed, there'd be a large boo from each other and one of them sort of hit one of her trumpet players and they looked at each other and sort of nodded and went, "It wasn't Lily, but we made our point." Then they just wandered off.
That's hilarious. I need to marry all of them.
Right.
You know who does love comedy, though? They might be Giants fans.
Oh, yeah.
At a couple of years ago, the support came on, Lazaro's dog or something.
Oh, yeah.
And they said, "Hey, we've got bad news. They might be Giants aren't playing. Neither is Lazaro's dog. We're Du Hast, a loving tribute to Rammstein."
Oh.
And the crowd erupted.
That's good. Lazaro's dog are cool. They've got that home entertainment system song for the iPod ad.
Yes.
Do you think a loving tribute to Rammstein daily at this time would work on Get This?
I think at least fortnightly.
See what we can do.
Hey, thanks, Lisa.
Who's next?
Hi, Mick.
Hello.
How you going, mate? What did we miss?
There's this important story from England. Yes. Gay rights activists are fighting for the rights of gay sheep.
Of a gay sheep?
Sheep.
Oh, sheep! That would have been absurd.
Yeah.
And these gay sheep, how do they, I mean, how are they identified, really?
I'm not entirely sure about that. But the scientists...
And how did it go? Was it a success? Did they win some rights, or...?
Well, no, because the scientists have this vaccine to turn the gay sheep straight so they can reproduce and make more wool and whatever you get from sheep.
Right.
So they're all upset that they'll start making one for people.
Right. I mean, I'm sure we all know a bloke who reckons he can convert gay women. I mean, we've all met someone who's been down that George Costanza path.
Who think that they can convert gay sheep.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, just, I think the sheep should be able to decide for themselves.
I agree with you. We should have it. I agree. I'll, that's a rally I'm willing to join.
How many gay sheep have they identified? Because we could do with some for our gay Birdman rally we're trying to set up.
Well, it's one in five sheep apparently are gay.
Wow.
Just put them on a float, push them off a jetty.
Do you know, Mick, the only bit of... The only bit of news, the only bit of Australian news that made it into the news in America, I was getting a little bit home. You know, no, actually, I wasn't. I was thinking, oh, maybe I could live in New York. You know, I really like it here. On the news, they go, and now down in Australia, man fights off shark. And then the only soundbite they had was, yeah, it tried to bite his head off and he stuck his finger in its eye and it... You just bag it off.
That was the bloke.
I said, what a country. I can't leave here.
That was a bloke who was fully in a shark's mouth.
That's like, what I mean.
Most of him was in the mouth.
He's poking at its eye.
How's he getting round to the eye? The eye's way at the top there.
He's done it. He was looking for the bomb.
He's given the shark a reach around, managed to poke it in the eye from within its own mouth. Australian of the year!
He's amazing. That's the only thing that we heard about. And my friends who were there were like, wow, does that happen a lot? And I was like, you cannot walk down the street without getting attacked by a shark.
I have a feeling we're going to have to sign off now. I have a feeling that we're heading way over.
Okay, we're done.
And
thanks, Mick.
Thanks to everyone who called in to play What Did We Miss?
Yep.
We will be back tomorrow. And, I'm not sure. What are we promising tomorrow?
John Cooper Clarke, isn't it?
Yeah. John Cooper Clarke's going to be here in the second hour.
Right.
And in the first hour, Richard Marsland's Amazing World of Astonishing Scientific Facts and Information.
Wow.
Looking forward to that.
Unwieldy and long segment intro
name. Is this
name.
A real segment?
Yeah. Yeah.
Rich.
It's a bad name.
I've got to, and also, don't let me forget tomorrow. I forgot today. I want to give some props to some people. I was riding off your coattails, Martin.
Really?
Oh, it was beautiful.
Well, we're going to talk about that. We'll have more celebrity upskirting. It's all coming up tomorrow. And do we have a key phrase? Forget this.
Ooh.
What was that one John Howard was saying?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Have you got that? Because I'm going to have to do it if you don't. No, it was...
Pure humbug.
We will be back tomorrow with John Cooper Clarke. And it's all thanks to our very good friends.
Yes, thanks.
As yet, nobody.
Yeah, thanks for the 2 hours.